Simen Reish Pedalet Seifov. Eina Maftir, the person that is reading the Maftir, Maftir, is not allowed to read the Haftorah, Ad She Yigmor Agoylel Liglo El Sefer Torah. So Eina Maftir, the person that got the Aliyah of Maftir, is not allowed to read the Haftorah, Ad She Yigmor Agoylel Liglo El Sefer Torah, till they finish to do the Glile. The Mishnah Berurah and Sifkot Yud Beis explains. Haynu shein rashe le'atchi le'mar haftore ad she'igmoy. Why? Ve'atam, kedei she'gam ha'goylel yiten liboy le'mashiyemar ha'maftir. Now the goylel could listen to hear the haftore. Why? She'choyvoy al kol odom lishmoy ha'parsha sa haftore k'moy parsha she'besav ha'teiro. Every person is mechuyev to hear the haftore like mechuyev to hear kriyas ha'teiro. B'meile, if they will do Glile, he's busy doing Glile, so the person that's doing Glile will not hear the Haftorah. U'berashi shomash mash tzor le'amdin at she'ilu le'sefer Torah b'mitpuchoseyo. Not only they will finish to close it, she will finish to wrap it, to put on the Sefer Torah, the mitpuchos, the cover of the Sefer Torah. This is one aloche. Second aloche. Ein le'salik ma'lashulchon sefer ha'nevim o'achum she'koyrim bo'ya maftir. Ad achar ha-broche, till they finish the broche. Kedei she'yireh ve'yivorech al ma'ashem aftir. Has to be on the table, b'shaz that he does the broche. Some people say it has to be even not covered yet. Some people say, even if it's covered, but it has to be on the table. For sure not to let the little kids to take it back, to put it in the Aron HaKodesh. Now, by us, the Mishnah Berurah only mentions that the maftir is not allowed to read the haftorah till they finish to do the glile, because we want the goyle to hear the haftorah. And Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kuf Mem Zayin is the same aloha, Seif Zayin. Ein ha-maftir matchil ad she'yigmeru liglo le'sefer Torah. There it says the word matchil. Kedei she'lo'iyah ha-goylel torud ve'yuchal lishmoya ha-haftorah. That the goylel could hear the haftorah much more clear. Zog de Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Mechof Beis, matchil haynu afilu leimar birkas ha-haftorah. Here it's like it says by us, ein ha-maftir matchil. But there it says, "Ein amatchil, amatchil, matchil, matchil." Zog the Mishnah Berurah lishmoya, even abroches, because we want the goyle lishmoya abroches. The mocker, the bush, the yoraber, shama achroinim. But b'sheni v'chamishi shayim u'miyirotz nachar akriye, ain't zor leandin al goyle. The ain't a yellow minay. It's only a minay. The minay is bowed down. This is what the Mishnah Berurah brings down. So the Shaila is if you have to wait for the Brochus or not. If you're not allowed to start the Brochus. So in Sefer Shari Ephraim, he brings down the Lashon for the Shari Ephraim and Shar Yud. Look at the Shari Ephraim, by us it says to wait. Mishnah Berurah says in Kupmem Zayin, really, to wait not to start the Brochus till after the Glile. Because we want the Glile to hear the Brochus. And the truth is, we learned before in Seif Dalet by us, in Resh Pei Dalet, last year. Seif Gimel, Tzorich lechaven lebirkas ha-koyrim ba-toro, ulebirkas ha-maftir, v'yane achreye momen. You have to, the people have to listen to mechaven and to say amen for the birkas of the maftir. We saw two reasons, only because me ha-broches, only because you have to be yaitzah with the broches, but they have to also be mechaven. So why the maftir is allowed to read, the girl is busy doing glila, you will not hear the broches. And by Yosef Mishabuah only said not to do read the Haftorah. He didn't mention the Brochus. In Kufmem Zayin, he really mentioned the Brochus. It's interesting. The Shar Ephraim and Shar Yud, Siv Chofei, this is the Sefer on all the Ilchus Kira Satere. Kosa ve'ato makilim beze, u'matchilim levorech miyad k'shematri likroi chamapo. U'masbir dvoro bepischi she'orim, fi sha'atu kolechot eimer la'atmo ya'aftorim mitaych ha'chumesh b'koil rom. So the male out the Haftorah anyway doesn't listen. ובשביל לשמוע הברוכה, כיוון שהוא נוסח קוצר והכל רגילים ובקיעים בוי, אין עסק הגליל המטריד כל כך שלא יוכל לך ולשמוע למה שאומר המבורך. So it's מלא מצחוס. So it's only in a place, תקה, that they don't read מתי חקלף. Because if you read מתי חקלף, everyone has to listen. The whole heter we said last year was the Tshuvas Chasam Sefer, that while we're not reading Miklav, the meaning was that everyone reads himself and you don't have to hear the Maftir. But when the Maftir reads from Klav, or in Ashkenaz, anyway, the meaning is to listen and to be yaitzah with the Maftir, so then for sure and for sure, you're not allowed to start Now, Torah, because the girl has to listen. Aber legabe de broches, he's melamed zchus. The Mishnah Berurah was not melamed zchus. We medayik is loshen. He said, when you start to korech the mapa, Masha, when you close the Sefer Torah, he's masking not to do it. We'll see in a second maybe why. The place can bring down that even though the Shor Ephraim was Mekel, again, the Mishnah Berurah didn't say that. But is it two reasons to be machmir? Why? There's two more reasons in the poskim why not to start the haftorah till the goyel finishes. One reason is brought down in the b'siyosa b'seim the shibule alaket. Mishum shu kein bizayin la sefer teiro v'ktsas b'gam shekirin manovik sh'adayin le nistalek ha sefer teiro legamre. So b'mele, I don't know if it's on the brachas, but for sure on the haftorah, it's a bizayin. So this is negea even if you read, everyone reads on his own. V'gam, another reason the goyel brings down. Shein oisim mitzvos chavilus chavilus, and like the Shulchan Aruch passing of the Kuf Mem Zayin Tzvi'ef Ches, when you have two Sefer Torahs, you're not allowed to open the second Sefer Torah until you finish to be goyel of the first Sefer Torah. Same thing by us, if you're the goyel, as the Ish Yisrael also passing, you're not allowed to even open the Navi before you finish to be goyel of the Sefer Torah. And the people are choshesh to the goyel, avad Yisroel le'achmir al dem. Tzvi'ef Zayin. B'Shabbes she'aparshi es mechuboris. When you have two parshas together, maftirim be'aftorah as parsha shniya. We learn the halacha is that the aftorah is me'ein parsha. So when you have two parshas together, you read the aftorah min yona shel parsha shniya. Ve'ayin lekamon simen tov chofches mishne brure shniya shebo mesayim mesakriya. So it's more negeh b'mesayim in b'esakriya. Ve'ayin lekamon simen tov chofches yon aftorah s'achi v'kdoishim she'em mechuboris v'yesod dinei aftorah. You look there inside, the Ramo brings down, and Simen Tov Chof Ches, Seif Ches. He brings down the same aloha that he brings down by us. Maybe we'll say it over. ובשאר שבוס עשה שונו, מפתירים מעין הפרשה. כשהוא קוראים שתי פרשה, אז מפתירים באחרוינו. מלבד באחרי ומויס וקדושים, זה מפתירים עלוי בני קושים, שיפתורס פרשס אחרי מויס. משלבור explained, שאפתורס אחרימויס, מפני שאפתורס של פרשה שניה מזכרת מתי אבס ירושלים, מה שאין כן כשהם נפרודה, שכבר קורו עלו בני קושים, בפרשה סאחרי. מוכר להפתיר בפרשה סקדושים, what is the אפתורה דיר? התשפוית. This is שיטה סבס יוסף. והנה הלבוש חולק על הרמו, ודאי תוידי גם כשיקפו לו קוירים מהאפתורה האחרוי נודעיינו פרשה סקדושים. דעיינו פרשה סקדושים. But Abach b'shar ha'achroinim nispash the meaning b'chol ha'kilis karamo, that when they're together you read al ibn kushim the parsha from achrimois. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Rab Kiva Eiger, a very interesting Rab Kiva Eiger. Vehu adin Shabbos parshas achrimois was a parsha from Erev Rosh Chodesh, so they read Mochor Chodesh. So then and the next Shabbos the parshas kedoshim they can read the haftorah al ibn kushim. And I want to explain what is the chiddush in this Rav Kiva Eiger. It's Megillah in the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Tov Chof Ches. Normal the halacha is you maftir meina parsha. Two parshas, you read meina achroino. Why you read meina achroino? Because it's more. We finish with that. We're messiahing with that. Chutzah achemoyz v'kdoishim. That the haftorah from the kdoishim is tzeh v'es Yerushalayim. So we read v'aloi b'nei kushim. That's haftorah sa'achri. How we read? It's one parsha. So it's minyona shel parsha. Because Achrimoyz is also minyona shel parsha. It's the same parsha. Lefi that, in a week that Achrimoyz was Erev Rosh Chodesh and we read Mocha Chodesh, how we could read in Parshas Kedoshim the Haftorah from Alei Bnei Kushim? Doesn't have Shachas to Kedoshim. How Rab Kiva Eiger says to read it? We didn't read Achrimoyz this week. Mashma not like that. That Bnei Kushim Be'etzem has Shachas to Kedoshim also. Just after in Parsha normally you read in Achrimoyz, it's more negat to Achrimoyz. You can't read it again in Kedoshim. But in a week that you read and didn't read it in Achrimoyz, you could read it in Kedoshim. And the truth, if you see the Mishnah Berurah, it's mashma like that. It says, why in a normal week we read Tehavas Yerushalayim in Parsha Kedoshim? Because we read already Bnei Kushim. We can't say again Bnei Kushim. Mashma, without that, we could have said Bnei Kushim again. We'll see the Ramon Vaiter by us. The Noagul Askir Achri Kriyasatayr Neshom Esameisim. Some mekoymes they say it every week. Some places, and this is the main minhag today, they only maskil the neshomes if in that week a person has a yahrzeit. רמוז ממשיך ונהגים לא ימה יוקפורקן ואין בזה משום מה מתחילה בשבת אבל זה נסקבל בכל המקוימס את הגויס מרדכי וגם כן נהגים לא ימה רב הרחמים ובכל יום שאין אומרים בו יצדקוס חוד צדק אין אומרים אויסוי נדה אב הרחמים But yes, the Yom Kippurkan, and most times also not the Askeros Neshomets, we see the Mishnebu inside. V'chein k'shiyash chasene, oimile, also we don't say, avarachamim. V'yesh mekoimes, she'en oimrim oisik, she'mevorchim achoydesh, they also don't say avarachamim. Milvad b'imei asfira, then they say it. V'arulchim b'chol ze'achar ha-mineg, every place you go lefid ha-mineg. We see the Mishnebu inside, Sivkotten Yud Gimel. Sivkotten Tezvot. אחר קריאת התורה מזכיר עם הנשומס להפוקי אחרי אשרי לא יאמר שום דבר אבטא אשרי you cannot be masked in הנשומס דהקדי שאימו מפני האום מותקד עם תפילה 18 הוא קורא אליי אשרי שאומר בתחילה ועל כן אין להפסיק ביניהם ינה לא תובי מפסיק אם מתמיד הקדי ישן דה אשרי ויעללו שאימרים אין להפסיק ומה שנשתב רב המינג שכשיש חוי להאריך את החזן הספר תורה ביודוי לאחר אשרי ואומר מי שבערך ומפסיק ארבע בן אשר לקדיש שלפני העמוד שלא יקדינו פרימי גודי this is the הלוכה and the shayla is like this in a lot of places that again the minig is that you mask it in a shomes only in the week of the yaltzeit the minig is in Purushim and Shari Chesed I heard and more minyogim and more places that before they take the Sefer Torah to give, bring it back to the Omud to the Oin it's after the Ashrei The chazin or the Bal Yotzeit holds the Sefer Torah and he says that's Koras Neshomet. And the question is, the Mishabura says not to say it. I heard from the Bal Shmir Shabbos Kilchoso that he told me that for that reason the Mishabura says not to be mafsik in between Ashrei and the Kaddish. He was mevatel this Mineg in Yeshivas Kol Torah in Yerushalayim and did the Taki Makpi to say it before the Ashrei, after the Kriyas HaTorah, before the Ashrei. Why people take it didn't do it? Because they want to hold the Sefer Torah and they don't want to be matriach the tzibur to get up when they hold the Sefer Torah. So they did it when they anyway pick up the Sefer Torah. But the shaila is how it stems. So I saw in the Mishnah Halacha he wants to say, he says only this nekuda that the Mishabur is makpi not to make a hefsik in between Ashrei and Kaddish is on the tzibur. But the Mishnah Yochid that didn't say it Yekupurk and Kedchaparai, he could say it. Only the Tzibur doesn't say. So maybe if it's only a Yochid that is masked in a Shama, it's not everyone, it's not such a Kbeda. Even the Mishnah Berurah is a Shtikel Mashmoes. Says the Mishnah Beirach, Alachoyle, Shaimrim. Umapsik Harbe. Everyone comes over to the Shul, to the Gabbet, to say their names. This is a problem. Mashav, the Mishnah Beirach himself was not such a problem. That when someone was Meirach. Bochur Yosef Karp. It was ma'irah to me that lemaise, when we have a tiny sheni v'chamishi, the minig is that after the ashrei, the shatz holds the sefer Torah, and he says the mishaberach mishkabel olu lisano is b'shtayne sheni v'chamishi, and you say it in between the ashrei and the kaddish, and I asked the shmir shabbos kilchos, and he said yeah, but he was not bevat on the Torah. Maybe take the minig of one person to say, like we said, is not such a chisor. We'll see the mishnah bura weiter. סיפקותן תזבוב ובכל יום שאין אומרים צדקוס חוד צדק ואם חל תשבו בשבס אבא בשאין אומרים צדקוס חוד צדק אומרים אבו רחמים כי אם כוסה בליורה ובסימן טוב קוף נונדלת והפרימגוד עם כוסף שגם כן מזכירים בין השומס או אישו שמזכירים בכל שבס אבל בשבס שמבורכים ביאב ובשבס שחל בראש חידש אב גופה אין אומרים אבו רחמים ואין מזכירים בין השומס בשבת שמבורכים החודש ואין מזכירים בין השומס ואפילו מוקם שאומרים לברכם מהספירה אפילו אוכי אין מזכירים בין השומס רק למי שנפטר בישראל השבוע והפרמגודים כוסף שדימה שאין מזכירים בין השומס כלל בוט אין משמיר שבת כהלכוסו אין שבת אין מנחה יוקב במזכיר בין השומס ומי הספירה משום שהיו גזרס בישראל זמן this is the reason they say אברחמים הוא ירחם ויזכור בריסנסוני ואפילו חלמילה בשבת הסיים דיקטרת לטיבוסה יסי אבו רחמים אפילו אוכל אימרים דוין אימרים היסי בחידש ניסן כשמבורכים חידש יו ויסבטרת לטיבוסה דו אימרים היסי חיידש ניסן אז וואל לטיבוסן, חיידש עיר הסתרת לטיבוסן. ואז אם יש מילה בניסן דקטלוסה לטיבוסן, גם כן אמר מויסי, ואין חילוק אין בטווין 2 או 3 לטיבוסן. אבל כשחל ראש חיידש עיר בשבס, אין אוהם רמויסי, וכל שכן שאין מזכירים בו נשומת. וכן בכל חיידש ניסן, אבי יום של אחר ניסן, דותך הספירה, גם כן אין מזכירים בו נשומת. אבל אנחנו אם אומרים בו יקייבן שבימי הספירה. But, הסקורס נשומס, you don't say in that time. There's a lot of different minhagim לגבי the הסקורס נשומס. It's good to see in Sefer Shari Ephraim, his marich on the protim of the minhagim of Kriyas HaTeire. Someone wants to see all the minhagim in Perek Yud. It's good to see inside. Simen Reish Pehei, Likro is a parksho, Shtai Mikro Veecho Targum. Uboi Zayin Tzayifi. Shachonor Seif Aleph. Aval Pisho Odom Shemea Kol HaTeire Kula Kol Shabbat B'Tzibur. He heard the parshas Hashavu. Chayev is mechuyev. The Rambam also passes like that. Likro le'atzmi b'chol Shavu parshas Oishu Hashavu. Shtayim mikro ve'echo targum. Ve'afilu ha'toris ve'divon that doesn't have a targum. Even so, b'pashtes he has to read it 3 times. Zayin u'shtayim mikro and again. We'll see the Mishnebu inside. Likro is le'atzmi b'chol Shavu. Ainu shelo yagdim likro yikoydem Oishu Hashavu ve'gam lo ya'acher. Not to read it 2 weeks before or 3 weeks after it. Me'ikar adin, we'll see Be'ez Hashem later in the Se'ifim and the Simen. From Mincha Shabbos afternoon, you could start the next parsha. Katchili, you have to finish it till the Suda or till Shabbos. And we'll see later till when you could read it in the following week, but for sure not much more from that. The Tzorich le'ashim parshiyotim matzibu. Chol amashim parshiyotim matzibu ma'arichim lo yomo v'shnoisov. Gmore en broches, tzegmore en broches. Davches, Omar Avuna, Omar Rav. לאוילום יש לי מודם פרשיוזים הציבור 2 מיקרו ואחד תרגום ואפילו התוריס ודיבוין שכל המשלים פרשיוזים הציבור מעריכים לו יומו ושנויסו. When you see this gemore you would think it's כדאי שכל המעריך כל המשלים פרשיוזים הציבור מעריכים לו יומו ושנויסו. But the Shulchan Aruch state that it's not only that it's כדאי, it's a חיוב, חייב אודום להשלים פרשיוזים הציבור 2 מיקרו ואחד תרגום, חייב. And the Rambam also passes like that. I say today people look for all different segulas. We have the segula from the Gemara. Kol ha-mashlim parshiyosim im ha-tzibur ma'arichim lo yomo v'shnoisov. We'll see later what is Targum. If Targum is only the Targum, so Rashi will see in Sif Beis. Aber we have a segula. Kol ha-mashlim parshiyosim im ha-tzibur ma'arichim lo yomo v'shnoisov. See the Mishnah Berurah weiter. 2 mikro, aber lo yikro echot mikro ve'echot targum ve'ichav l'shmoya me'ashliach tzibur. Elo tzorich likro is 2 pe'omim mikro. Chutz m'ma sheshoma me'ashliach tzibur. Im lo yishekora az gam ken bepiv. If he reads with the shat, it's okay. We'll see later be'ez Hashem and Seif Dalet. Seif Hey, if he's allowed to read with the shat, it's kedai to read with the shat. And after we saw, it was mashma before. And Seif Kotten Yud Aleph. And Reish Pei Dalet, not like that. Be'ez Hashem and Seif Dalet by us, we're going to the Protim. Ve'ayim v'gin Avrom, she'kosa b'shem lechim chamudas de'bidiyevet, yo'itze pa'machas, ma'ashishon ha'ashliach tzibu. Ve'yashachoyin l'shemachmirim afilu b'diyevet. That you could read once and hear from the Shatz one and say the Targum. Nistabko alomdim. What if he reads with the Shatz and he listens? It could be yo'itze too? And then he will only have to say Targum? Then the Tia is not like that, that it doesn't help. ובעניין הקריא יש דייס איזה בן האחרוני, what is the seder? יש אומרים שיקרא כל פוסק 2 פעמים ותרגום עולו, to read the פוסק twice. ויש אומרים שיקרא כל הפרשה 2 פעמים ואחר כך התרגום, what is כל הפרשה? היינו שיקרא כל פרשה פסוכו יסתומו 2 פעמים ואחר כך תרגום. So every פוסק and then תרגום, or till the pay, till the summer פסוכו יסתומו and then the תרגום. ומגן אברום משרת שוב ומצדדים כדי הראשונו. Sefer Meister Rabbi says, "Grondo aglei mara targum achar kol parsha psucho isnuma." Oy achar mokim shenira yoyser efse keinian. Vede ovid kemar ovid, vede ovar kemar ovid. Umishuboki betaim unekudes baal pe toiv liz lehadar likras besofetoy regufa. Do chashurcha bingdan a nozem mineg to read the whole parsha till the end, the whole parsha till the end, and then the targum. See how you do it with Rashi. And derech sicha for Reb Chaim Kanievsky zmulam etzchus on a nozem mineg. Rishon, Sheini, Shlishi, Revi, twice, and then the Maftir. Some people do it Sunday till Sheini, Sheini till Shlishi, V'chein Halo. So Rashulchan says everything is good, David Kemarovi, David Kemarovi. And you could 1 week do like this and 1 week do like this. Some ask if you could do once the whole parsha and then to do every pasuk with a targum or every parsha. Besvar Risho, you know, I would say maybe not. It doesn't make sense. But I have a shtickel rai that maybe yes. It says you could read with the shatz. Shnebuah never mentioned the shita you read the whole parsha twice and then the maftir. So what helps that you're reading with the shatz? To read every pasuk. So how it works? We'll see later. You can read b'shas kriyas ha-toiro in the next imanim. It's mashu that one kriya you will have the whole parsha, and then you will have one pasuk with a maftir, one pasuk with a maftir. So sheina raya. I don't know exactly the terutz on it. Seif gimel, seif kotten gimel. I told it's the divine. So what is the chiratzaloyma? Aval b'she'en b'targum. Vua din ruvim v'shimen. V'kayoyte b'zetzor likro shalash b'amim. Be'etem it's a shtik la'oreh. So why it says Afilu Atira is the divine? Could have said Afilu Ruben Veshimen. There's machmirim that the Kavod and the Gemara Afilu Atira is the divine. The Atira is the divine she has b'targum Yerushalmi tzorch likra shom ha-targum. When it's a targum Yerushalmi, you have to read the targum 3 times. These are the shit. I want maybe to give a small little akdama here. Small little akdama. The Levush brings down that is a remez in the Torah of a Shtai Mikro. It brings a remez from Chumash Shmois. Chumash starts, Shmois starts. Ve'ele Shmois b'nei Yisrael. Ve'ele Shmois. It's Rosh HaTevis. Ve'chayev, devov, Odom. Ve'ele. Ve'chayev, Odom, likrois ha-parsho, Shnai Mikro, ve'echot Targum. Ve'ele Shmois b'nei Yisrael. Ve'chayev, kol b'nei Yisrael. So it's a remez. Chayev, Odom, likrois ha-parsho, Stein Mikro Vecho Targum. I heard once from a Darshan. So why the Remes is in Chumash Shmois? Would be more right Lechura that the Remes would be in Parshas Chumash Bereishis. Parshas Bereishis. Start the Torah. Give a Remes. So he said, in Bereishis everyone is Makbid on Stein Mikro. New Year, a new Chumash. And when it comes to Shmois, some people slow down. So then they have a Remes again, Stein Mikro Vecho Targum. It's not clear who was metaken this Takone. Avada the Gemara brings it down. So Chashuchah brings down Moshe Rabbeinu was metakin it. The Levush says that he was metakin it Shiyubkim Batoiro. The Chashuchah says Mesiras Atoiro to be ready to the Parsha. The Magid Yeshorim brings down that the Magid told of his Yosef Shaloi Toiv Likrois HaParsha Shtai Mikro Ve'echot Targum Beriyetu Umerutzo Kechoyte Al Gecholim Elo Lehadgish Bedukdukim. And the Chofetz Chaim Le'arosh Piskel HaMetzayin brings down Lemoit Parshi Yosecho Im HaTzibur Shtayim Mikro Ve'echo Targum V'Rashi. We'll see later what it means. V'Tzedakde Bo'i Kasher Tuchal. That is the Indian to Medakdek. V'Tzedakde Bo'i Kasher Tuchal. Now what does the Seder? The Mishnah Berurah says Shtayim Mikro Ve'echo Targum. What would be if he said Mikro Targum and then Mikro? The Sharatzion says that Yoyitze, the Orach Shulchan also says that Yoyitze, and it's brought down that the Chazanish did it lekatchile. Again, the Mishnah Berurah says Shtayim Mikro and then Targum, but the Chazanish did lekatchile Mikro Targum Mikro, and the Sharatzion says Yoyitze. And Shuta Radbaz, he brings down Chelek Beisim and Tov Samach Zayin, Shechoy lepotu Mishtayim Mikro, the Kaven Shemitztayr Badibur Vebeshmiya is potu. It's a big Chidush. Big Chidush. The Kafachayim brings down that is roi lehashli macharkach if he was a choyle. It doesn't say if it's a chiyuv or not. Most of the poskim never bring down this tour of choyle. I saw in the Gideon HaShas and Broches, Rabbi Yosef Engel, and that Gemara is Tomea. What's the Shaykh Ptur choyle mitztai? What is a suke? She mitztai potum in a suke? What is the Ptur? Now, it's brought down chayev odom lehashlim parshi Yosef im atzibu. The poskim bring down what happens if a person is going to chutz laoret. And they're holding a week behind, and he already read the Shtayim Mikro from Parshas Hashavua. Now in Chutzal, they're holding a week behind. Ein tzorich likrois oida pama Parshas Shtayim Mikro ve'echo Targum. Av shemuchuyu v'shmuya krisateire b'chutzlorets, av shekvar shoma b'eretz Yisroel b'shavua koidem, aber Shtayim Mikro, he doesn't have to read again. It's a shulchan. V'im bo l'chutzlorets v'shabeshu yontef, and in Eretz Yisrael, they're reading another parsha now. he can't read it in Chutz Laaretz. Why? Because it's not called Marshim Pashi Yosef in Matzibu. But the Shaila is, before he leaves, and Eretz Yisrael, it's already in Matzibur. If you could start Shabbos Mincha, so it's not so klor, this aloche, why he can't read the Parsha? Anyway, if he was in Chutz Laaretz and he didn't read the Parsha, so when he comes back, he has to read the Parsha. And here's a machlekes, how to do it. If you miss a couple weeks, Lamashal, what you do? We'll see Be'ez Hashem in the Hemshech. If the Seder is that you first mashlim the old week, and then you go weiter, or first you do the week that you're holding now, and then you mashlim. And the Marsham says, first you mashlim this week, and then you go back. And the Kaf HaChaim brings down, nay, first you mashlim, and then you carry on going ahead. Seif Beis. Im lo mada parsho bepirush Rashi, choshiv kmo targum. If someone said Shtayim Mikro and he said Rashi instead of a Targum, it's Choshuv Kmei Targum. V'Yerushomayim Yikro Targum V'Gam Pirush Rashi. V'Yerushomayim says also Targum and also Pirush Rashi. But as Mashman, it for sure is important to say Pirush Rashi. Just Rashi is not enough L'Katchile. Also Targum. Mishnebu Asif Kotn Dalet V'Pirush Rashi. שהוא מפורש את המיקרו כמו שהוא מפורש את התרגום ויוסר ממנו. This reason is the Indian to read Rashi. אבל אם קרוא בשער לז, only in translation of the words, שהוא מפורש רק את המילס לחוד, לא יוצא ידי חבוס למוק עם תרגום. כשהתרגום מפורש כמה דבורים שאין לא עובד מתוך המיקרו. But Rashi is good. סיבקות מהי, חס, אין סיבקות מהי, חושב כמו תרגום, Rashi is חושב כמו תרגום, ועל כן יועץ מה שקורא שתי פעמים מיקרו ואיך הוא פירוש רשי. ואויץ לו פסוקים שאין עליהם פירוש רשי, יקרו שלוש פעמים מיקרו. מי שאין לו ברוכי, שיובין את פירוש רשי, someone cannot understand פירוש רשי, and we said it's רוי תורמי רשי, רוי ליקרו בפירוש התרא שיש בלושן אשכנז בזמננו, כי גוין צלו ורנו. Or if they have art school, not only a פירוש of the words, just the תוכן, וכיוצא המבור מספר שהפירוש על פי פירוש רשי ושאר החכמים הבנויים על יסודות התלמוד, so it's also good. So ירושמיים מיקרו, אחד מיקרו, שתיים מיקרו ואחד רשי ותרגום. I want just to mention here in Yoredei and Simen Reish Mem סעיף חוף דלת is brought down in the Ramo. יש אמרים that a person is not מחויב to מחבד his grandfather. אין עוד המחייב בכבוד אבי אובי מעריק. And the Ramo is choylek on it. Ve'ein nirali. Elo dechayev mechvoid aviv yoyser mechvoid aviv. He's mechuyev to mechabed his father more from his grandfather. But he's also mechuyev to mechabed his grandfather. And the brackets the Ramo brings down, and Darke Moshe says it as well. Ve'rayim mimedresh gav ve'izbach vochim le'eloike aviv Yitzchok. And Yankev Avinu, when he leaves Eretz Yisrael, it says ve'izbach zvochim le'eloike aviv Yitzchok. And it doesn't say le'eloike aviv Yankev. And the Medrash says שחייב אודם מכבוד אבי ויועסר מכבוד אבי אבי. The Taz brings down וחי פירש רשי בחומש על ויסבח זבוכים ללויקי אבי ויצחוק ותאמה הדס הראשון שהוא מעריק נלה ממנו רשי בחומש. The שחר נקודס הכסף wonders, it's a medrash. The רמו בו לדם בשם the medrash. So what the Taz adds that it's a רשי ופלא that the מעריק forgot a רשי. זוג נשאר נקודת הכסף ולא ידעתי מה חידש בזה ואפשר משהו לפירוש רשי בחום משרוג אל יויסו ממדרש שם שקוספו קצת הפויסקים דרשי וממוקים תרגום שחייב עודם ליקרו שתיים מיקרו ואיכו תרגום. We'll go back to our משנבורה. The משנבורה says that a person is reading רשי אויסו מפסוקים שאין עליהם פירוש רשי יקרו אויסו משולש פעמים. And here לחורה we have a very stark question. We learned in Seif Aleph, it's a Gemara in Broches, Le'olam Yashlim Odom Parshi Yosef Im HaTzibur Shtayim Mikro Ve'echo Targum. Ve'afilu HaToris Ve'divoy. What is Ve'afilu HaToris Ve'divoy? So Rashi says in Broches, even HaToris Ve'divoy, in Parshas Matos and Chumash Mois, that doesn't have a Pirush in the Targum, you have to repeat again the words HaToris Ve'divoy. The truth is, in our Targum Ungelus, in the first time it says HaToris V'Divayin is a Pirush. Only in the second time, it says with other Pirush and Parshas Matos. But in the first time it says with different Hesberim and the Targum Ungelus, but they say already that that Ungelus is not from Ungelus, it's from the Targum Yerushalmi. So Rashi says that when there's no Pirush, you have to say it three times. Really would be better to say Shtai Mikro Becho Targum Afun Ruven B'Shimen. Unfortunately, I'm not done that. Shonim has the Kasha and Rashi. When Mikol Mokim Shitas Rashi, you have to say again at Torah Zvedivo in the three times. The second Pirush, the Rishonim bring down, Mishnah Berurah brings it down in Seif Aleph, that the Aftira Ateres V'Divoin that doesn't have a Pirush Ungelus, you have to read from Pirush Yerushalmi. But Lo Yetzir is no Yerushalmi, like Reuven V'Shimen, you don't have to read it three times. The Velt says, what is the Machlekes? Rashi learns as a din to say three times. Doesn't even say during Mesiras HaTorah. Just you don't have to say three times the Pasuk. One of them, you Yetzir Targum, and it's better, you have a Pshat. But when you don't have a Targum, you have to say three times. It's a din of three times. The second Pirush holds, it's not a din of three times. It's a din, Shtayim Mikro, and a Pirush. When there's no Pirush, there's no point to say it over three times. Here the Mishnah Berurah says, when you don't have a Rashi and a Pasuk, read three times. It's to be Yetzir, the Shitas Rashi. That Rashi holds, that at least it's a din of three times. So here he says him like that. Before he brought down two Shitas, here he says him like that. Okay. But I want to ask you a shaila. When he reads the third time the Pasuk, so he's not saying a Pirush. So let him just say Targum on the Pasuk that is no Rashi, say Targum to be Yaitu the Shita that is the Indian to have a Targum. Bishlam, if in the first Shita is the Indian to say three times. There's no Rashi, at least he's saying three times. Oh, but it's the Indian to have a Pirush. And that Pasuk that is no Rashi is not saying a Pirush. It's one Ore. Another Ore. It's not so schwer. Another Ore. In every pasuk that is Rashi, when there's words that is no Rashi, why did the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say repeat the words? Atenas v'divan is also only two words, and you have to repeat them the third time. So the word that is no Rashi, every pasuk and every word is a Rashi. Why are you not mechuyev to repeat the pasuk the third time, or at least the words that you don't have a Rashi on them a third time? So I want to be masbir. When you say that vorim, I was misoyer once. I was in the house of a goyin, a gadol from the Tzvi Finger, a yeshiva smir, Rabashar Yeli, and more talmidei chachamim there. And they were wondering a question. When Rashi says that a Torah ain't the idea, why Rashi says ain't the idea? You could say, the lamed l'shem cholem, ain't the idea? No, no. But you could say more from that. I think Rabashar wanted to say. Rashi says ain't the idea, when num Rashi is meforish pshat. When there's no Rashi, it means it's Kipshutoi. But that, you don't have to be masbir. When Rashi says, any idea, Rashi says, it's not Kipshutoi. What it is, any idea, but it's not Kipshutoi. As I said, Gleich an Afkemine. What it be, right away an Afkemine. What it be, when you have a person is reading Shtayim Mikro Vechad Rashi, and Rashi says, any idea. If it's Lamed L'Shein Choloimar, any idea, you're not Mechuyev to say it over again. Lamed L'Shein Chol is not Negeat Ida Alochev, Shtayim Mikro Vechad Targum. But if the reason you have to say, Rashi say any idea to say that it's not Kipshutoi, so it's also a Pirush, to know that it's not Kipshutoi. So you have to repeat and say any idea. So now I want to go a step weiter. When Rashi doesn't say nothing, we have a Pirush, it's Kipshutoi. So when a couple of words in the Pasuk don't have a Rashi, it's Rashi explains Kipshutoi. The word, the Pesukim that don't have a Rashi, it means Kipshutoi. So we have a Pirush on all the Pesukim. So now we will ask the Shaila, so why you have to repeat the Pesukim that is no Rashi? Because if you the first side it is a din to say three times, so in the Pesukim that he said a part of it, so he explained that the rest is Kipshutoi. But the Pesukim that is no Rashi never explained nothing about them. So we know the Pshat, we know. The fact that he's not saying, he knows the Pshat. So he's Yotze Pshat, but the din saying, the din to say the Pesuk three times, he didn't say. There's a reason the Indian to say that Pasuk a third time, but you don't have to say the Targum, because Pshati has on that. And Derech this Indian I found interesting in Sefer Derech Sicha for Reb Chaim Kanievsky, he brings down in the Psiche a Shaila, I want to say over the Shaila. Rashi beparshas Vayakel, Shmois Lamed Hei Hei, Kosav, Kvar Pirashi Nidvas HaMishkan Umelechas Ram Bemukom Tzava Osam. I already explained the Melechas HaMishkan in the beginning, in Truma Tzavah. So the shoyl asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky, le'anach she'seivrim she'bechiyuv shtayim mikro ve'echot targum, nichlal gam pirush rashi. Im chayev lilmud ato pirush rashi al tzavo asa mishko. And Reb Chaim answered the follows, tshuva, loy, he doesn't have to. Ki pirush rashi she'yeida pirush advorim, ובמקום שאין פירוש רשי, יודע פירושי גם בלאי רשי. וכיוון שכבר יודע מפרשת תרומה, אין צורך לחזור שוב. What would be talking to someone that never said פרשת תרומה? זה קוטן, חמש נשת. עושה רשי, עושה למשנבור הביתה, סיף קוטן ווב. ירשמיים יאמר גם תרגום וגם פירוש רשי. Why also Targum? Why is not enough to say only Rashi? Ki Targum yesh lemaila shenitna b'Sinai. Like we explained, and the Iker Inyan is Amira Sholesh Pa'omim ki Mesirosa b'Sinai. Ve'gamu meforesh kol mila v'milo, even after what we said, aber lemay sadik, the Targum has a pirush on every word. But pirush Rashi yesh lemaila, shu meforesh yesh lemaila, pi midrash ha'chazal, yoysu me'a Targum. ובאמס כן רואי לינג לחלונם שמכל שבוע הסדר עם פירוש רשי לבד התרגום. כי יש כמה פרשיות בתורה בפרט בחלק ויקרא שאי אפשר להבין עם כלל על ידי תרגום לחוד. And it's an Indian to understand. I saw someone who wanted to say חידושים. That if you read the תרגום, you don't have to say the רשי out בפה. It's enough to learn the רשי. If you only say שתיים מיקרא ורשי, you have to say it. Because it's a din amira, like we said. And just yoytze with a pirush. But if you're saying the Targum, you yoytze the amira, and for the avonas advorim, it's enough to look in the Rashi without saying him. It's a chidush, but I saw it in one of the sforim. Mi she'ein b'yod the Targum, rak achumish levad, yesh lo yikro shtei pa'om im mikro, v'achar kach she'izdam alo Targum yoyma. He doesn't have a Targum. He only has a chumish without a Targum. We'll say it twice. First we see that you could say the whole parsha twice, and then say the Targum. The shayla is, what would be if he would know that never he would get a targum? Till Simchas Torah. Lechura, to be yoytze the shita that the Indian of Maisa kriya three times, Shavua had to say, read it three times. And even if he doesn't know that till after Shabbos he will get it. As Yashin Parsh Yoytze in the Tzibah, why is that Mechurib to read it three times? Shavua was saying to him, I saw some Achorin in Bigdal, that if he knows for sure he will not have targum to Simchas Torah, for sure to read three times Mikro. They want to say even till Shabbos. And what would be talking if he read three times mikro and then he got a targum? He has to say it, doesn't have to say it. He was yaitz with the evid, the Rashi's mahalach or not. Any idea. Lo yikra posuk ha-meuchar kodem ha-mugdom lo yikra kaseidah. You have to read kaseidah. What would be with the evid? You skipped the posuk. You have to repeat again or not? Reb Nissim Karelitz in Chutashon, he says you don't have to. And in Sefer Mishneh Halacha also I saw such a arichus, I want to read a shtickle from Sefer Mishneh Halacha. Hine, b'simel kufla metzayin, il chizkira satoira sif gimel ise, it says down there, dim dileg posuk echot b'shabes, b'kriya satoira, bal koire. Tzor lazo v'likri ha-posuk shedileg v'oit shnaim imoi, but he doesn't have to repeat the whole parsha. V'lechu ha-poshu, shekeimen shemaniken b'kriya satoira, ve'in tzor likri ha-posuk ze, v'ligmor kesei lekol ha-parsha, mikol shken den tzor lazo, sken shechizo posuk echot b'kriya shnaim mikro, ve'echot targum. וגם פושו זה בקריאה שתיים מיקרו ואין תרגום אז לא עניין את הטריפ סוכי ואם כן שנועד עלוי שלקורו איזה טבע שמשנה משמעות he has to say that פוסק again שתיים מיקרו ואין תרגום and it's enough ולפי זה צריך לומר שמה שכוסף כאן שלא יקרו פוסק המאוחר קדם המוקדם הוא רק לכתחיל דניס מציין ובאמס ומשנברו ובסימן קופמן בייס קוטן בייס and hilchos kriyas ha-teira mashma the kol zman shele gomar ha-kriyo and shas kriyas ha-teira and he was medaleg yeshele atchil memokim shedileg v'ligmar kaseida om nam aim shom b'sharatzi and there's aine medine the medine sani im ikro ha-posuk azeh v'shtayim imoy v'in ken b'kriya shtayim mikro v'echa targum that avad adir l'chure you could just say the posuk that you're medaleg and derech psicho is different mashmausim about that it's brought down there in the psicho. Someone asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky and Tshuva Bei Gimel it's mashma like Reb Nissim Karelitz. But there is a Tshuva Shaila. No agulei ma kol yoyim parsha shaloi v'yemechot shochach v'dileg v'basoif nizkar im yasem mimokim sheposla kede shaloi yeh lemafreya o shem ma'abe kebidiyevet that it's not me'akev tzach lachzor shaloi yeh lemafreya v'lein anim yachzor gamal pirush rashi yefshor lehoker I'm not sure. The person clear what it would be if the person skipped a week. So the person say next week, like a tchile, to be choizer the last week, and then to say this week. What it would be if he skipped a couple weeks? The Maharsham says first the week to read this week, and then to go back to the weeks that he missed. Abel umazem and the kafachayim is mashma to go keseder and not to skip. Even could be if it will cause that this week you will not be mashlim imatzibu. It's good to look inside Michasit Chok Chalak Tes Simen Yutes more protein be inyan ze. The Mishnah Berurah is Mamshich. Lo yikro ha-targum tchilo ve'achar kach ha-mikro. Elo yikro lekatchilo shtayim mikro ve'achar kach targum. Sharatzin v'ingzam b'dievin mikro targum mikro v'dievin is okay. Chazanish did it like, lekatchilo the chazanish did like this. Said it's right to do like this lekatchilo. In Mishnah Loch is medayik, but the Mishnah Berurah said mikro targum mikro b'dievin is yoytze. Aber targum ve'achar kach shtayim mikro, he wants to say you're not yoytze. אם אפשר לו שלא יפסיק בשתיים מיקרו ואיך התרגום על שום דבר הוא טוי ויופי מאוד. Again, אם הוא עושה את זה עניונים בין שתיים מיקרו, it's not only time to learn it. חיים רואים זה והמדקתי כי מויסים כאן וכן רואים לבעל נפש לעשות. נשאר הציון here is דיבורים, you have to understand, it's כדאי אתם העין here, נשאר הציון, I don't have it so close. We go right on שוכנו הוא סעיף ג' מיום ראשון ואילה חושב עם הציבור. Learning Seif Aleph Yashlim Parshi Yosef Im Atzibur. From when it's called Im Atzibur, Miyayim Rishon Ve'ele Choshim Im Atzibur. The Mishnah Berurah explains why Miyayim Rishon. Kevan Shematchilim Bemilchas Ad Shabbos Liko Is Parshu Shavu Haba Nechshav Shuv HaKoyre KeKoyre Im Atzibur. V'im Ken Ma Shekosav HaMechado Miyayim Rishon Ve'elech Lav Davka. So the truth is, in the time of Mincha and Shabbos, it's already called Im Atzibur. For Minchan Shabbos, it's called Me'atzibur, because they already started to read it. Zogt Shlom Zalman Auerbach and Shmuel Shabbosky Ilchoso and Reb Chaim Kanievsky that Lav Dafka, when they started to read it, even before they started to read it, Mizman Mincha is also enough. Mizman Mincha is also enough. It's considered already that they started. You don't have to have before that they started. חושב עם הציבור כמה קוסבו האחרונים כמה האחרונים קוסבו זה מן המופר לקרויסו בערב שבס והם שרצו וסממדים הוא קוירים התחיל את השבוע ואוילה גם כן בכלל מיצו מן המופר כמו שקוסבו בסייסו זה מורך כן מהרמבה וכן במייסר רב בספר מייסר רב עם דגוין קוסב מהנוגס הגרו שיונוי גזמין הגבוז תקב אחר התפילה בכל יום ליקר מיסוס מהסדרו שתי מיקרו ואיך התרגום ומסיים בערב שבס סעיף דלת מצווה מן המופרור שיש לי מויסו קודם שיהיה יחל בשבס קודם שיהיה יחל בשבס ואם לא ישלים קודם האכילו what if he was not משלים before the אכילו יש לי מאחר האכילה עד המנחה יקו במשלים ויש אמרים עד רבי בשבס ויש אמר ישמין יצרס דהיינו בשמחסתרה שעוז משלים עם הציבור זאת המשנה ברורה סעיף קוטן טס ישני מויסי גדיסי במדרש שציבו רבי אסבונו ואתריכו לחם בשבס עד שתגמו את כל הפרשו וכל מכן פושו די להקים אך מזה האכיל עד אחר חצויס כמון בסימן ריש פחס וזהו רק מצווה בעל ולכתחיל מן הנוכוין אצבד עם לקור השתיים מיקרו וחתרגום בערב שבס להשכם שבס בבויקר ולקרוא השתיים מיקרו וחתרגום קודם על יחוסו לבס הכנסס כן איסו באור זרוע ריש יחוי שבס כן משהו תלמיד רבין יאינה ריש ברוכס why? Because the Indian that when he comes to קריסתר he's after שתיים מיקרו ואיך התארגו he could read it עד המינכה דד המינכה ולמעלה מתחיל עם הציבור לקרוא פרש השבוע הבא here of Shlom Zalman the boys can say only when they started before but if they didn't start before he could read it yet even though we said before that from זמן מינכה that it's רואי לקרוא he could start but here it's מגיעת before you a little harder of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said again before we started Shmirah Shabbos that from Zman Mincha you could start already Shnei Mikro and you could read it till Shabbos B'Mincha we say here not Zman Mincha till Befoya there is from the Zman here is Befoya but you want to say a Chiddush that in Simchas Torah the Marshal that you start Chosin Bereshis got Bereshis so there while Befoya you started Bereshis even as before Zman Mincha you could start already to read Bereshis Now the Chazanish says that lekatchila ad shalashudas. Not only ad mincha till the shalashudas you could do it. And there's another shita ad revi b'shabes. The shloishim rishonim shayochin adayin k'tas the Shabbos shava. Come on, b'simur reis tzadik tes. Lochem b'diyevet yochel ashlim ad revi b'shabes. ויש שאמרים עד שמיני עצרת, נהיינו בארץ ישראל ששמו איתו שמיני עצרת זה גם אחד, והציבור עד הספר תאר לכם בדיעבד מיקרי עד היום ההוא משנה פרשי יויסים מהציבור, אבל לכתחילה לכולי אלמל יחר יויסים מיום השבס שאינו זו בורת, ויום השבס שעוד משנה מהציבור ויש לו לקרוא יש עוד שניים מיקרו ואיך התרגום זה לא יקרוא יויסים שקירים מיקרו לחוד כאמת שחוסר לו גם התרגום. So you could read till then, till when? Not only till Shmini Atzeres, even in the Shmini Atzeres. Till when? Till Mistama they read Chosam Bereshis. When they read already Chosam Bereshis, the Chuvah is already over. Hazei v'yad mincha. The Chuvah, this is the Shiur.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com.